Welcome everyone to the APRELO ROP Review Working Group on Tuesday, 24th of September, 2013 at 22 UTC, I'm sorry. On the call today we have Tara London Orr, Siranush Vardanyan, Carrie Chenantaiwaru, Gunilla Astring, and we have Liana Gastian, I'm sorry, who has just joined. We have apologies from Ariel Michel, and from staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, who will be joining a little later, and myself, Julia Chavelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Julia, and I'm delighted that we've got a couple of other people come into the call. We were getting a little nervous at 5 past the hour, so welcome indeed to Liana and Ganella. You ladies have had perfect timing. We appreciate that. We're going to do a little review on the action items from our last call, and our last call was somewhat underrepresented in membership, but we had quality if we didn't have quantity. It was myself, Ali Al-Mashal, and K2. Now, each of us took various action items and were bold enough to suggest others could be made. But I do want to go over those action items because one of them in particular does need to be reviewed. The first of the action items, which we can check off as done, is Matt was to set up a mailing list for this working group. I know that's happened, and I'm assuming that we've also got it with two types of subscribers. One we're classifying as active work group members, and the other is a list subscriber classification. Now, of course, the way that action item reads, if we've set up an open mailing list, we've set up an open mailing list. The two types of subscribers will actually be recorded differently in our wiki spaces. So Sylvia and Julia, I guess that's going to be coming back to you guys and Natalie, to ensure that when we record attendances from our meetings, we might also just mention each time that the email list is open and subscribers are welcome to contribute at any stage through that or the wiki, because we do want to be open and inclusive, but that's a kicked off one. The next one was for Ali, which he had, I guess with a rush of blood to his head, agreed with KT and I that he would be a pen holder for drafting the scope and some of the desired outcomes and deliverables for this work group, with the intention of possibly leading us to a work group charter to go back to APRALO with. He has since contacted two things, outlining his apologies for today's call and making it very clear that right now and for the next couple of weeks, he is highly committed with other work activities. And so he felt that it was probably not a wise thing for him to attempt to be a pen holder, especially as a novice pen holder in our system. And so on this action item, I want to modify this, and I have done in this record for our meeting, that he has requested that we call for a co-pen holder or a primary pen holder so that he can work with someone, but that someone should be willing to carry this first week or two, perhaps even three, activity. This is pretty important. I always wanted to flag it now as we review action items, and I'd suggest we might come back to that as I have an opportunity in agenda item 3 for a little work team update. So if you don't mind, we'll just note that now and discuss that when we get to the next action item, because I want to go to KT, because he was wise enough to suggest that he might take a look at the headings on the new ALAC rules of procedure and see if any of those are applicable to our regional requirements. And also he was going to make sure that any of our plans were going to fit with the ICANN bylaws so that we have consistency. One of the things when we were discussing this last week that we thought was particularly interesting is that Sylvia pointed out that we were probably going to be the first RALO to go through this particular process of reviews of our ROPs, which is a sort of a wholesale review rather than a by necessity to do something, adjustment review, and that the closer we got to something that could be harmonised across other regions, the better it would be for all of us. So to that end, Katie, I know, has started on that. And again, I'm going to ask you, Katie, to hold at the moment because you do have a reporting opportunity in a moment or two. I'd like to just mention to you, however, obviously Julia did send out the doodle and we're all organised for our other calls. One of the other things that I think I'd like to raise with you is we haven't been given a particular time course or charter limitation for our work, but we did discuss, it's not an action item as such, but we should probably let you all know, that what we would be aiming to do is have something substantial for the region's consideration to discuss at the face-to-face meeting that we assume we will be able to have when we gather at the Singapore meeting next year. So we're looking at deliverables being realistically achieved in the March period of next year, and that then allows us to modify and gain full consensus across the region, we hope, before the June meeting, and perhaps we can ratify in London. So that was our intention, and now I'd like to we'll pick that up again in discussion, but now I'd like to get over to KT, who's the only current pen holder on the call. Over to you, my dear.
Thank you. KT speaking. So, as discussed last week, I've assembled some headings from the ALAC document, and they're up on our wiki. I'm assuming everybody's had a chance to have a look at that. It may be that some of these headings may be too much detail for a RALO. I'm not sure, but it's certainly there for a discussion. And I didn't have a chance to fully go through the ICANN bylaws, so I've just copied those into our workspace as well, so we can all become familiar with what's in there. So I guess maybe the I'm not too sure the where to from here, but I've assumed that everybody's familiar with the ALAC rules, everybody's familiar with the old AP RALO rules, and I've also assumed that everybody's semi-familiar with the ICANN bylaws.
Cheryl here for the record, having a giggle, because I think you're making some pretty long-reaching assumptions there, KT. However, what it does mean is that now you've got this review bit started on the Wiki workspace, that it will encourage us all to make sure that we can say yes to that. Unfortunately, most of us just work through rules that really don't get checked unless there's a problem, and for years now I have almost annually reminded members of our region what our own rules are. So I think we probably shouldn't make that assumption. But with the Wiki workspace, that will be good. And this is a work in progress. You've only had a short amount of time to get this started, and I think what you need to do now is get some input in from other people whilst you're continuing on in the work. Is that correct, KT?
Yes, KT speaking. Yes, that's a good summary. Yes.
Terrific. Okay. If possible, while we move on to another part of the discussion, It might be useful if we could bring up the wiki workspace where Katie's put this information into the share space. Julia, I don't know whether you or Sylvia could wrangle that. If it's possible, great. If not, we can live without it, but we'll be certainly working on that at our next call. I'm going to need to apologise if I miss people putting their hands up. Please feel free to shout out if you aren't being recognised post-haste, because MyDope Connect connectivity is particularly flaky today, so I keep having to reload the page. To that end, if Katie's finished with what I think is a hell of a lot of work that he's managed to do in short order on his action item, to come back to the one that Zon Ali, and this one of drafting the scope and making some proposals on outcomes and deliverables to this work group. APRALO's never been particularly formal in how it manages its work groups and has not gone into chartering, etc. But it would be very nice if we start off on a pretty high level for this activity. And so if we can, if not at the beginning, in the not too distant future, go back to APRALO with what we could loosely call a charter for ourselves and a reasonable work plan in terms of a couple of milestone dates and deliverables, I think that would be a very good thing. And to that end, Ali has asked to have somebody that he would like to work with rather than be a primary pen holder. So now, ladies and gentlemen, recognising that Katie's already holding a fairly large piece of work under his control, I'm wondering if anyone on this call would be interested in stepping up to the scoping and deliverables work, recognising that what we're going to do is ask you to be a pen holder, in other words, get some initial drafting done that can draw commentary from ourselves and the wider ALF and regional leaders on the wiki space, and also make sure that comments and deliberations on these calls are captured and put back into to any drafting and documentation. It's an important task, it's not an onerous one, and certainly many of us will be able to help. But I wondered if Liana or Ganella or even Cyrin, or I don't know how much ownership you want to take of this as a vice chair. I obviously think you would want to be engaged with this activity, but whether or not you want to take a pen is another question. If any of you would like to put your hand up and offer to be a co or primary pen holder on this important task. I'm hoping not to have deathly silence when I stop talking.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Gabriella.
look, I'm probably the same as Ali, a little bit of a novice in the ICANN space, working on these sort of issues. But if I can get a little bit of guidance and support from you as the interim chair, I'm prepared to have a go together with Ali.
Fantastic, Ganella. I greatly appreciate that, and you do literally know where I live, so I can't escape. I will be, of course, at your beck and call to give you assistance, as I'm sure Cyrinush and the rest of the team will be as well. More than happy to have you step up. We want to try and see a distributed workload, and in fact, once this work is started, the role will become easier. It's just getting started that's sometimes a little bit challenging. So, yes. Fantastic. You are now co-pen holding with Ali, and I will give you both a hand to get started. Each of you as work teams and pen holders who can organise to have standalone calls or interactions if you so desire. It is just a matter of deciding how much you want to do on Wiki, how much you want to do on Lyft. I would prefer it, if you don't mind, when you put drafting up on the wikis, and KT, this is probably advice for you as well. It's something that both Maureen and Cyrinush are painfully aware of, I'm sure. It is a better way for tracking drafting is if you put up a proposal in the body of a wiki page, and then you encourage people to put comments and suggestions in the comments section. That way discussion can happen even if it is in that comments section, and you have version control as pen holders of what goes up and then gets inputted into the main wiki page. Yes, we can look back and see who's made what changes, but because there's no track changes as such, and sometimes someone will make a suggestion that the group will then not agree with, we found through experience it's probably safer to keep people's comments on drafting to the comments rather than encourage them to actually edit the page itself. But obviously pen holders will need to have edit rights. And to that end, I guess we need to make sure we've got an action item now. Sylvia, you might need to ask Matt to ensure that Ali and Ganella, I know KT can do it, have edit rights and to the wiki space for this work group, and any sort of support on what they might need to know about the care and feeding of a wiki. It's not rocket science, you'll pick it up very quickly. And thank you very much, Ganella, I really appreciate that. I suppose I should also say Ganella's worked with me long enough to know that if someone doesn't jump forward, I have a tendency to put you in anyway, so she was probably just jumping before she was pushed. That's terrific, and Ali will be delighted to hear that. What I'd like to do then is draw your attention, and this can be for everybody, before we get into our next discussion on what additional things we might want to do as item 4 on our agenda, and that is that we've had a very fast turnaround these days, and it's a delight to see it happen, so thank you, staff, with the transcript of our meeting. So our meeting of September 11th, the audio was up on the site, I think probably within a day, but the transcript, which I think many of you will find easier to quickly scan through and say, oh, that's the bit I'm interested in, is already published and is up on the meeting page for the 11th of September. I'm wondering, Sylvia, if it might be appropriate for future meetings, and I do thank you for putting up in your draft agenda that I was able to easily edit, to actually annotate the action items. But I wonder if we might also put a link back from our upcoming meeting to the transcript and audio of the meeting past, and that way people who haven't been able to join could catch up on things. So what I'm going to propose now is that I'm just checking on the number of pages. What is it? I think it's about 13 pages. Oh dear, 22 pages. Right, we had 22 pages of chat, but a lot of it's conversational. There's a lot of white space. It won't take you long to scan through it. So those of you who weren't at the call on the 11th of September, if you could have a quick overview of that document, that would be terrific. And I might ask Sylvia if you can actually connect that to this meeting page as well, as a little update. That would be terrific. Okay, so that'll sort of be a standing agenda item in the future. Now, recognising that half the people on this call weren't at our first planning call, most importantly, Maureen is here now. We want to call for any other concepts or ideas of work teams. We've got our scoping, we've got our review of the existing references and materials. But there is going to be a high probability that we need to sell the work we're doing out to our community fairly effectively. And to this end, and the reason I put this item 4 in the agenda actually, is Maureen is operating now as a ALAC. She's about to be one of our new members into the large advisory committee. But before that, she's now operating very efficiently and effectively in the at-large advisory committee's metrics working group. And one of the things we might want to look at in our rules for our region are any measures or metrics. So I wanted to open the conversation and put Maureen in the spot, but that's all right, she's used to me doing that. Whether or not she and the rest of you think that whilst she's actively engaged with ALSs across all the regions on metrics, whether she might be able to hold a pen and capture any particular things that our region would be interested in, and that way build some drafting on proposed metrics not only for our own leadership team and anyone we ask to represent us, but also perhaps for ALSs. And there I'll just pause and open up for discussion. Maureen, you're able to scream and yell at me if you so desire, but I'm sure you'll just find it's a bit of an adjunct activity which would be very easy for you to do.
Cheryl, this is Sylvia Vivanco, if I may ask. Hello, can you hear me?
We can, Sylvia. Go ahead.
Listening to what you were describing, I had a question. I've seen, perhaps it's just an idea for you all to consider. I've seen in other relos that they had some issues, very urgent or pressing issues that were not addressed by their own rules of procedures. For example, in Lacralo or Naralo, they had some empty holes in the regulations regarding elections. That's one example only. I was wondering if APRALO also has some critical issues that throughout the time you noticed that the regulations were not appropriate, they were not dealing with these issues, and you would like to bring to analyze those first. Or in parallel to this classification, I see that there are four main sections, very well organized, to study the rules of procedures, but I was wondering if there are the urgent issues or pressing issues or, you know, legal empty spaces that you already know that need to be worked on.
I'll take that, but I'd like to come back to that under any other business. Thanks for that, Sylvia. We'll just take that on notice, but I will respond to that when we get to that part. And at this stage, go back to Maureen on what I hope is her acceptance of taking on a penhold for another small part of what we probably will need to do, and that's put in some metrics.
Yes, hi everyone. I hope you can hear me because my sound is not normally that good on Adobe, and I've sort of been keeping off it this morning.
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
No. Okay, great. Thank you. I think what you're suggesting, Cheryl, is very practical in relation to what we're doing for ALAC and the metrics that we may be able to sort of include into the APRALO system. But I'm quite willing to make any additional comments as they are appropriate to APRALO. That's not a problem. And also to assist Ganella and Ali if they need any help in that area as well.
This is Cheryl. Thank you, Maureen. I had supreme confidence that you would pick up the gauntlet and indeed the pen on that. And yes, you're right. It makes perfect sense to have your experience hand also assist Ganella and Ali. I'm sorry, I didn't think of that earlier, but I knew I was keen to put you into this job. So we now have an additional work team, and Maureen, feel free to reach out to the ALSs to engage them as early and as often. What we might do is, as you've proved yourself to be a superb communicator with the at-large structures, that if we just leave you on that sort of communication portfolio as well, you might perhaps ask Leanne and the other pen holders to help you as needs be. Obviously, if there's something you would like to have them put perhaps a small paragraph or sentence together and that you could pitch out to the ALSs through our list or at our regional meetings, that would be great. So I think we've pretty much allocated a whole bunch of jobs to a whole bunch of people, and we can have that as a standing item for future meetings, because I think working in small work teams and bringing things to our regular teleconferences and recording them both on lists and on our wiki is the most efficient way to go. So thank you, Maureen, and thank you, everyone else. Leanna, I did take your name in vain there. I did note that when we've met in the past, you seem to be a very good communicator, and I would like to encourage you to work with Maureen. So, Maureen, if you'd like to interact with Leanna and see if you can convince her to become an apprentice in some way, shape or form with what you're doing, I think that would be very good indeed. I just want to take a brief moment. And because I think we're going to take a little bit of time talking about our timeline and our collaboration tools, to go back to what I said we'd treat as any other business, but I will call for that before the end of the meeting again. And that's raised the issue that that Sylvia has pointed out, where, as she works across all of the regions, a number of the other regions have had urgent matters that need to be dealt with, and sometimes that's been a fairly complicated and torturous task. So I'm going to take a punt at responding, and then I'd like to call for anyone else to, particularly KT and those who've been around for a little while, Maureen, I'm now counting you in on that, to respond to Sylvia. Sylvia, it's interesting. The APRALO operational procedures were probably the leanest and most generic of all of the sets of rules put together for a regional large organisation formation. We did it in one face-to-face setting in Bali. We took it from a very rough set of drafts that we had before we gathered together in Bali, and we left the Bali meeting pretty much ready to sign off, other than doing a bit of toilet and dotting of I's and crossing of T's. So as a community, we were engaged almost universally across it, and I think that helped. So originally we all had a very, very good understanding of our operational procedures, and that helped. Obviously, we've got more ALSs in now, and as we've seen new members come into our regional structure, one of the things we don't do is take them aside and take them through the operational procedures. It's an assumption that people will read them. We may, in fact, and I would think here Cyrenush would be interested to listen to this part, so we may indeed need to think about some form of orientation. And the presentation of new rules, of course, would give Cyrenush and the leadership team of the region an opportunity to in-service everybody and make sure we are all up to speed. As it is, we have made changes to our original ops procedures. We made some minor changes in 2009. They included some changes on some quorum rules. We discussed some issues on proxy, but we did not enact them. That is something that is to be on our to-look-at list, but then KT would pick that up, because proxy is something that's now being discussed in the ALAC rules procedure, which hadn't occurred before this new version. So we can pick that up from that anyway. We did make another change to our rules, which was to decouple. Originally, all of our appointments needed to be done before June in any given year. That was how the original rules were written. And so before June in any given year, we had all of our leadership, but also all of our appointments, in other words, our ALAC members, etc., any of our appointments that we made, including to any work group leadership, were done in June. We decoupled that back in 2009 as it was felt that there was an awful lot of electioneering going on in the middle of that year, of any year. But in recent times, and this is probably the only thing I would say has become a little bit of an issue for us, in recent times we have had some time pressure, I think unnecessary time pressure, on our recommendations to the ALAC and also our appointments of our ALAC members has been up for a little bit of time pressure because it has slipped into August and September, and one dreads to think if it ever got to October. And so we may want to consider whether we want to go back to the original system where all of our appointments were made in June, and that had in fact a benefit of people who were taking on a role at the end of the year at the ICANN AGM of having several months, in some cases 3, 4 or even 5 months at one extreme point, where they were able to shadow or work with the incumbent. So that's something that we may choose to go back to. We haven't had much in the way of problems because we had very generic and not particularly limiting rules. We will probably end up with a more complicated set of rules this time, and it remains to be seen whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. And at that point, I think I'll open it for conversation on that topic. And I guess, KT, you're the senior ranker here. You've been around as long as I have, scary as that may be. Have I given a reasonable response?
Yeah, KT for the record. Yes, that was, as usual, a very good summary, and I don't think I have anything else to add to that.
Okay. Any comments from Maureen and others? Cyrus, you've experienced how complicated, I suppose, changing rules on an annual basis can be, because you've had the nominating committee experience where they've had to go through and ratify rules each time. You might want to have a sort of a generic comment on this, as well as thinking it from your leadership perspective. But Maureen, have you, from an at-large structure perspective, been aware of any glaringly, terribly urgent things we need to deal with?
Thank you, Cheryl. I actually was really quite interested in Sylvia's comment, and I was wondering, because I know that having been involved in the ALAC rules of procedure, we tried to make that pretty lean and mean. I'm very interested in Sylvia, what particular issues she felt were that other Rallos may have thought were pressing enough to iterate.
Okay, thanks for that, Maureen. I'm going to swing across to Cyrinush in a minute. Sylvia,
yeah.
you write a liturgy on some of the issues that some of the regions have had.
Yeah.
Can you do a very, very brief one?
Mm-hmm.
Because we basically don't have any of those problems.
For example, we had a problem with Narralo and the elections, the provisions dealing with elections, and so that had to be done, at for re-elections. So we had to deal with that. For Lac Rallo, we have many, many cases in which the regulations contradict each other or they don't go into the sufficient level of detail. So there are many different interpretations for one single rule. Those are some of the issues I have encountered.
Yes, thanks for that, Sylvia. And in the case of Lac Rallo, they were very extensive sets of rules, and they had the fallback position of enacting the United Nations General Assembly rules in entirety. And it opened itself up to a vast array of interpretations and understandings and expectations. It was a very complicated set of issues, but part of that has been solved and some of it is still yet to be solved. But it's not something that we've ever had a problem with because ours were pretty lean and simple. With the Naralo one, you mentioning Naralo has prompted me to think of a matter that we probably need to make sure we do address, and that is, of course, under the ALAC improvements and implementation for ALAC improvements, one of the requirements was that each of us as regions needs to find a mechanism whereby individuals can get involved directly in our regional activity. And our particular region is one of the last to get its teeth into that subject. It's probably a matter that we should think about addressing in our work. And I might start up a conversation on the list on that because we do need to find a way to engage individuals. And I think some of the complications on elections happens when you've got people who are representing organisations and the voices of many trying to be equitably measured with a group of individuals. And that happens in other parts of ICANN as well. There's ways around it. We just have to design a model that we all understand and can work with. So if there's any more discussion on that, Ganella or Liana, do you want to buy in on that, or can I ask Sirinush for some sage-like wisdom with her vice chair's hat on? I'm not seeing Ganella or Liana put their hand up, so Sirinush, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Sirinush for the record. Actually, what I'm doing now, I'm getting into more details with previous ROPs and trying to get the and following the discussions you are taking place, discussions which are taking place in this working group. My concern here, is there any possibility, of course taking into consideration the differences within ROLOs, probably it would be appropriate to have some generic rules of procedures for for all ROLOs, and maybe this was to be discussed between ROLOs as well. I'm not sure if this is what you are talking now, but I think that we need to have some rules which are generic for all ROLOs to follow.
Thank you for that, Sirinush. This is Cheryl for the record. That's not something we're discussing in this conversation now, but it is something we discussed last week because Sylvia did raise it, that with us being one of the first regions to get out and do this wholesale review of their operating principles, that we might have an opportunity to put up a good best practice document. Because many of us agree with your thoughts there that harmonisation for a large proportion of the rules across all of the RALOs would be a very good thing. Obviously, that's a matter for the RALO leadership to agree with as they talk with each other, but I'd love to think that this time next year that might be happening because our wholesale review would be over and other regions could see a framework that they could hang their additional necessities off. So let's keep that as a working issue, but we do really need to concentrate first and foremost on our own regional needs. But yes, I think we always need to think of is this applicable across the board. But that'll be up to you and Holly and the other leaders to sell to the other regional leaders as well. And it might be an ideal conversation to have at large assembly, perhaps. That sounds like a very good topic.
Thank you.
It's something in June. You might want to be running a workshop on that, perhaps. I just want to come back to item 5 now, because I'm planning on finishing this, even though we started late, I want to finish on time. Our collaboration tools and methodologies, I did discuss a little bit earlier when I was mentioning to the pen holders to try and keep control of their drafting by encouraging people to make comments on the wiki. But I just want to raise again with this wider group, because it was only Alia, Katie and myself last week, we're very aware that some regions have the advantages of just saying, we'll do something in Google Docs or a similar proprietary share and collaboration tool. We can, if we can find one that all of our work group members can use and employ, do that as well. But I just wanted on the record, as I often do in AP RALO, to remind everybody that in our region we have a number of filters and walls in place, which means collaboration tools that other people take for granted cannot be accessed by a very significant proportion of our at-large structures and their membership. And I just want to have the conversation for a few minutes now on what you think of this, but I would be encouraging you to avoid the use of tools that are not as universally acceptable and as accessible as possible. And that at this stage probably means sticking to wiki and lists and teleconferences, at least in the short term. With that, if we have a particular need that is obvious, this might be something that we could propose that the ICANN labs look at. We have our own technology task force in the at-large community, Deb Pelinas-Anfinis runs that, and I know they've reviewed a whole lot of collaboration tools. But if none of those are universally accessible for all of our region, then maybe we could, at the end of this process, make a proposal to ICANN Labs or the people who work with ICANN Labs to see if something else could be looked at. So let's open it up for a few minutes discussion and then we'll move on to the timeline. And I'm afraid my room has frozen, so just jump in if you have anything to say while I reboot the page.
Hi Cheryl, this is Maureen here. I just would like to just put on a little message that from the metrics point of view, it seemed like quite good to have something that is that can be used as an indicator. And I think that our community is very much used to the wiki and I feel like it's openness and everything's transparent. That's my two cents worth anyway.
Thanks for that, Maureen. I hear what you're saying and perhaps unless others disagree, and obviously I'll hope to hear from everyone else as well. We could, of course, stick to that for now and review when we're together in Singapore, perhaps, and see if there's a change that needs to be. But for the short term, stick with what we know works for us. Anyone else want to buy in on this while my dogs start barking and making enough background noise to drown me out? Not hearing anyone. I'm going to see if we can move on to our next agenda point then. And that's the timeline for our work and our next steps. We held this meeting today roughly in a fortnight after our last. We did agree on the last call that we would probably meet monthly and work online as much as possible. That's both on the wiki and in our lists. I just, because we've got a wider group together today, just want to affirm that you're happy with a monthly meeting schedule at this point in time. Perhaps what I should do is say if anyone disagrees with that, at least between...
A monthly meeting will be in, is probably enough time to give the penholder group a chance to select it together and look at what needs to be done there. Online stuff.
Thanks, Maureen. Yes, I think what that does is means that we all as a group as a whole come together monthly, but households and your work teams can establish your own practices and get together as often and in whatever way as you need to. So, yeah, if no one else wants to disagree with you, Maureen, let's stick to that. So to that end, are we happy with this time of day for meeting? Maureen, I know you prefer the reason you're only through the Adobe Connect now is that by this time of day your telcos are pretty hard pushed to meet everyone's needs. Do you want to say something, Maureen, on a preferred meeting time?
I would prefer early in the morning for me, which is I don't know what the UTC times are, but 4 hours sort of like, you know, 4 hours sort of like ahead of you, I think. So as long as it's sort of like before 8 o'clock in my time, which 8 o'clock is sort of like, I think, 1800 hours UTC. So before that.
Okay. That's going to obviously put pressure on...
Which makes it about 6 o'clock for you, Katie.
Yeah.
Or about 4 o'clock for you.
remember our Preston ALSs are going to be fairly well pressured, and I'm not sure that Liana and Tirunush would be that always being the case.
Or the evening time. So that's sort of like early hour UTC, and then it takes me to the day before for you guys.
Okay. So what I'm going to suggest is that, Julia, if you and Natalie can put your... can channel Gisela in some way, shape or form, and we might put out another doodle poll for our meeting of in 1 month's time. And see if we can try and find some time options that make everyone equally unhappy or equally happy perhaps. And if we can't do that, then what we might look at is rotation so that at least every section are equally well cared for in terms of time. But I think what we might need to do is do another doodle. Now we've got a few more people to see. Try and find at least a couple of time slots that work for both the the southeast and the northwest parts of our region, and that we see that as an option. Perhaps we can ask them a poll question as well on whether they would like to have that as a fixed time or rotating, and we might be able to get better engagement. If there's nothing else on time courses and collaboration, our next step is to get those workshops going to start getting some conversations on the list. I will start the conversation on what things people may have identified or would like to see change as not necessarily matters of urgency but as desirable. The two I've identified in today's call are the matter of proxy, but we do recognise KT's team will probably, or KT will be picking that up, and the other one is the matter of individual member representation into the region or into our region. I just said team. I suppose the other thing we probably need to do is empower all the pen holders to go and collect whatever assistance they need from rank and file members. So if you can go and encourage or cajole people into giving you a hand if you need it, then that's fine. If you want to run solo, then that's fine. Some pen holders like to work as an individual and others like to work in a two or three together. Do it whatever way works for you. I'm just now going to call for any other business. Yell out if you've got some.
Yes, Maureen. Sorry, Cheryl, can you hear me?
Yell a little bit, will you, Gunilla? That'd be good.
Okay, all right. I'm wondering, I need to talk to Ali as a co-pen holder to work out with him what each of us is doing, and I think it would be great to maybe get some support from ICANN staff. I'm wondering if we should organise a teleconference for that in some way, just to get the ball rolling between maybe the pen holders.
Gunilla, Cheryl here for the record. I think that's a fine idea. Both Maureen and I think, would be interested in being involved in that sub-team or work team conversation. So what might be suitable would be to see if I can ask Julia to see what spaces are available on the existing diary or the existing calendar in the next week to 10 days. The reason I'm saying week to 10 days is I do know Ali is very swamped at the moment and he's not likely to have very much time at all available in this early part of the October period. But if that works for you, we should certainly have something done in this sort of next 7 to 10 days, if possible. Okay, so we just need to quickly review some of the action items. I just want to check if I know Sylvia noted hers for changing on what we put into our future meeting agendas, where we're going to link transcripts and audio files. I've got certainly one on me to get some of the conversation going on our list. We've got each of our pen holders getting on with the job, and in the case of the Gunilla and Ali group, we're going to have a meeting called for in the next 7 to 10 days, whatever works for those primary pen holders, and we'll make sure that Maureen and I can be involved in that as able-bodied and encouraging assistance while they get started. KT is calling for the whole of the work group, but I suspect probably the whole of the region, to look at the Wiki workspace and start getting some comments into the work he's already done and will be continuing to do. We're going to have Maureen start off fresh with killing two birds with one stone and getting some metrics managed and some outreach done or planned at least, for a new work team, and we have a new doodle poll looking at some of the timing for suiting most of us, with a question on rotation or fixed for our next monthly meeting. Have I covered off all the action items?
Yes, Cheryl, and I will send you some of the action items I caught so we can you can edit mine. And
terrific.
I will post them on the wiki.
That's fantastic. And feel free, staff, Sylvia and Natalie, sorry, Sylvia and Julia, when you put together any of these action items, I know you always send them to the chair, but I'm more than happy for them to go for the whole group so we can all dot the I's and cross the T's. And make any contributions before they go up onto the wiki page. And if there's no any other business, I want to thank you all very much.
Yeah.
I know we had a slightly delayed start. That happens sometimes, but I do want to finish as close to possible to the top of the hour. So thank you one and all, and particularly thanks to those AP RILO members and indeed the staff that have been doing teleconferences in some way, shape or form for somewhere between 12 and 15 hours before this call. I think we can all call that a marathon and say job well done, and let's get this work online.
Cheryl, I think Heidi has her hand up.
It's okay, I'll follow up later.
Didn't see it. Yep, go ahead.
Oh, Cheryl, just really quickly, would you like to have a... the AP RILO ROPs on the agenda of the AP RILO call in Buenos Aires?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll add that. Thank you.
And how come you came off Listen Road, you bad girl?
I'm back.
You were in listening mode only.
I'm in listening mode, and now I'm in speaking mode.
So much for the woman working, eh? All right, then let's get this show on the road. Thank you, one and all. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.